Welcome to Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Adam Salmon thinks a lot about the biology of aging.
I imagine a place where we can, you know, live as long as we would live, right? We know people can live a little bit over 100 years. If we could live that period of time completely healthy until the day you die, I mean, that would be amazing. And it would be revolutionary in the way that we understand healthcare.
He studies aging in marmosets, and his team recently concluded that an immunosuppressant called rapamycin extended their lifespan.
Which we think is huge, right? This is now the first non-human primate study showing a drug intervention increasing lifespan.
Well, yes, that does seem huge.
So these animals are living longer, they're staying relatively healthy, and when they die, we're now doing full pathology to look and see what is the distribution of diseases that they got with old age and how did that change with rapamycin administration.
Salmon's ultimate goal is simple, more healthy patients as they age.
It would be great if we could come in and patients aren't at risk of disease just because they're older. I think also understanding this concept of the biology of aging, we can develop new treatments for those that do get these diseases. I mean, prevention's the ultimate cure, but people are going to get disease. And if we can define some of these new approaches to treat them, maybe we can improve outcomes so that our entire population is healthier longer.
That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Dietrich.